Today is 26 September, Sunday. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. Mega dead. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, let's see here. Before we get started into anything at all, I want to tell you that we have started our Acts devotional. I've talked about this a couple weeks in a row. We did a three-day introduction. If you have not gone through the book of Acts, or if you think you have through just a small Bible study, I would suggest you read those 3 days of introduction. They're all online. Please read them. You will learn a lot about Acts that will not be in the commentary itself because it shows you great patterns and things that are going on that you just can't do when you do a line-by-line analysis. I would recommend everybody follow along with that. It is a wonderful book, and it will correct all kinds of doctrine. So please, if you can just make the effort, one reading a day for the next 1,007 days, because we posted Acts 1:1 today, plus the three introductory comments. It's only 1,010 days of your life, and you will really benefit from it. It is available in several ways. It is available on the Superior Word website. You go to today, and all you need to do is it'll click on today, and it'll bring up today's commentary. It is also available, and I've been putting this in the commentary, but some days I may not, depending on when I get the links. It is also available on a Bible podcast, which is at BibleIn10, BibleIn10.com. And he posts it every single day. Hopefully, he will be able to. It's an audio commentary, and because of that, it may get slowed up a day or two, just depending on his schedule, but he's got a British voice. He's from the UK, and he's doing this, and you know, those British voices are just like ice cream on the ear. They're very easy to listen to, and they are always sounding very professional, like James Bond instead of, you know, some Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, he's okay, too. I'll be back. But it sounds great. He's done a great job. Thank you to Daniel for that. And then it's also on YouTube. If you go to Discern the Bible, which is her channel, and then subscribe there, it's there every day. And I've also been linking on the devotionals in case you can't find it. And what she does is she puts the commentary in written form on YouTube, and then there's music, and it scrolls very slowly, and you can speed it up if you want, you know, by using the gear. You can go have it go faster, but it's the whole commentary with music, and you can read it right online. And that's helped a lot of people as well, because it's a different way of you know, getting it. And then also, all of those are on Sermon Audio. Wade out in Washington has been taking everything that we do and putting it onto Sermon Audio every single day. He's a workhorse. So we've got all of these ways for you to do this Acts commentary. I suggest you do it. And I know that I've said this enough where you're probably sick of me saying it, but it is an important book, and you will have a lot of your errors in doctrine corrected right off the bat. I'm certain of that. Okay, first thing before we get into Israel from Great Britain News, Harry Potter actor Tom Felton collapses during celebrity golf match. Tom Felton experienced a medical incident. No further details available. That's all they said. I'm just going to make a guess. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I'm going to make a guess. I could be wrong, but we'll just see if anything is ever reported on that. If nothing is ever reported on that, then my guess is right, and you all know what I'm guessing. But we'll see. You know, it could have been something that he had from being a young child or something. I don't know. But my guess is that he went out and he got a certain medication, and that has harmed him. Just a guess. Okay, starting out with some news from Israel today from Yahoo. And by the way, I've never seen Harry Potter. I couldn't tell you who the guy is. It's just an article that I'm reading. So please don't say, why are you talking about Harry Potter? I don't care about Harry Potter. Okay, news from Israel from Yahoo. Colorado's polis marries longtime partner in first same-sex marriage for a sitting governor. Now, the reason why I brought this into Israel is because he is a Jew and his whatever is a Jew. Governor Polis, the first openly gay man elected governor in the United States, has married his longtime partner in the first same-sex marriage for a sitting governor. Polis and Marlon Rees, who have been together for 18 years and were engaged in D.C., wed in a small traditional Jewish ceremony. The greatest lesson we have learned over the past 18 months is that life as we know it can change in an instant. We are thankful for the health and well-being of our family and friends and the opportunity to celebrate our life together as a married couple, they said in a joint statement. Go read Ezekiel 36:22.
Right.
From forward, 12 new letters, revamped Aleph Bet, which is the Hebrew alphabet. Revamped Aleph Bet aims to recognize women and non-binary people. As a part of her capstone project at her Tel Aviv area college, graphic artist Michal Shomer revamped the Hebrew Aleph Bet, adding a dozen new letters to make the 3,000-year-old language more inclusive of both women and non-binary people. She made what she calls multi-gender Hebrew free to anyone in the past year, and 10,000 have downloaded it from her website so far. It's now popping up all over Israel, I bet it is, at secular schools, on wedding invitations, and even in offices in the Knesset. A school in the Tel Aviv area has adopted Michael Shomer's multi-gendered Hebrew letters in a sign that welcomes children to school. As a feminist and as a citizen, I'm committed to using my skills and my education for social change. But as many have applauded Shomer for revising Hebrew to reflect more modern views of gender, conservative critics accuse her of taking part in an anti-religious, radical plot to undermine traditional Jewish values. Sounds like things going on in traditional American values in the U.S. right now.
Yep.
And some have organized successful campaigns to convince groups that had embraced Shomer's Aleph Bet to stop using it. The letters are meant to make a contribution to inclusivity and equality in Israeli society. How can anyone be opposed to that? Well, I know somebody that's opposed to it.
Yeah.
Like Spanish and French, Hebrew is a gendered language. Nouns are either masculine or feminine. Verbs, adverbs, numbers, and adjectives are written and pronounced to agree with the gender of the noun. What many find sexist in Hebrew is that when speakers or writers refer to a group of people, the male form predominates. Well, that's just the way it is. That's the way the language is built. That's the way English has been all this time, too. Even when there are hundreds of women and only one man in a room, they are all addressed in the male plural. That's the same with Greek when you read your Bible. It's the same thing. Women are supposed to get used to the idea that whenever we walk into a classroom, a public building, even when we read signs on public transportation, we are supposed to see ourselves as included. But the reality, she continued, is that Hebrew excludes women. No, it doesn't. It just is the way of expressing yourself in a language. And non-binary people, too. The language says that if you are not male, you are not there or are supposed to be there. Shomer and others point to the work of linguists who have concluded that language that makes male the default reinforces the idea that the male is standard and powerful. The graphic artist decided that she could help Hebrew evolve to give women and non-binary people equal standing. So there you go. Well, seeing as how the Hebrew Aleph Bet, as with all languages, originally were developed by God, then I would be fearful to be in her shoes someday. The reason why I say all languages originally is because in chapter 11 of Genesis, it says that the Lord divided the tongues of the people. Okay, so all the languages were originally established by him, and then from there they have grown and, you know, changed, and you can go into some places and I lived in Malaysia, and we had Indians there. Can I say Indians? Is that? Okay. They had an Indian population there, about 6% of the population, and they spoke their Tamil language, which you'll find in the Tamil-speaking areas of India. But a Tamil speaker from India would not in any way, shape, or form understand a thing that they said, because these villages have been remote in Malaysia, and they just learned to speak their own version of it that is so foreign that it's a completely different language, even though it's based on the original language. Well, that's what's happened as languages have developed. And even in my life, I've seen English develop quite a bit. So we understand these things, and that's a good reason why we should have updated Bibles as well. Because as languages develop, the older archaic versions no longer mean what they mean anymore.
Right.
And so it's good to have updated versions of the Bible. But having said that, then we have Bibles like the NIV that is the new international version, right? That's supposed to be international English, which it is, and up until about 2004, they used the principle of the masculine in the Bible. They would say brothers, and it was inclusive of everybody. And all of a sudden, for no reason other than political correctness, the NIV started saying brothers and sisters. They amended their translation of the Bible simply for political correctness. So I can no longer recommend that version. So we need to have sense in our theology, and at the same time, we need to have a sense that we are responsible to the Lord for maintaining what is correct and proper and not caving to the political whims of certain people. Okay, there you go, Times of Israel. New bill would limit unemployment benefits for those fired for refusing the vaccine. So you're a secondary class person in this system in Israel, and at the same time, you are restricted from anything at all as far as money or benefits or anything if you don't get this vaccine. I've seen this happening in states in the United States as well. Just this morning, I saw one. Yeah. So this is something, this is an infection which is getting into the societies of the world, and it is leading directly to the end times. Now, once again, I'm not here to speculate, is the end times a year away, or is it 10 years away or 30 years away? Yeah. I don't like doing that. But I will say that this concept of what's going on in the world right now is getting people ready for what is coming. A new bill circulated by the finance ministry seeks to strip some unemployment benefits from employees fired for refusing to get vaccinated. According to the draft legislation, if an employee is fired for refusing the vaccine or to carry out regular tests as required in order to receive the green pass, they will be deemed to have resigned on their own accord and will only be eligible for employment benefits for 90 days after leaving their jobs. Before I go on, I want to tell you about a video I was sent. A nurse was in, she sounded like she was from Alabama. It was somewhere in the South. And her company went into her and told her she was no longer employed with them. But they would not give her a piece of paper saying that she was fired. Because if they did, then they would have to pay unemployment benefits. So they were saying, you have voluntarily left this job, even though the reason why was that she refused to have a foreign substance pumped into her body that she did not agree with. So she has no benefits, she has no job, and she didn't voluntarily leave the job. And she recorded it on a phone while they were doing this to her. And this is happening around the United States of America as well, is that people are being railroaded out of their employment and out of the benefits that they have rightly earned in that employment by people with a set agenda. They don't want to pay for you when you have done your job for them. Under Israeli law, people who are fired are entitled to 90 days compensation from employers, while people resigning forego the benefit. In light of the health ministry's determination that in workplaces where there is a multiplicity of risk-increasing risk factors, both for the workers themselves as well as those with whom they come in contact, there is an epidemiological justification for applying a green pass to reduce these risks. So they're gypping their people just like the people on that poor nurse on that video in Alabama or Mississippi or wherever it was. People are getting gypped because of an agenda. A worldwide global agenda which is coming against us. Okay, now I'd like to say something before I go on. We do a midweek CG report. I've gotten one done every single week for the past, I think, 5 weeks. Okay, I may not continue that because the numbers have not really grown that much. And I usually don't check numbers, but people will send me something about that and they'll say, and it's a lot of work. So if you want these to continue, please share them. Tell people that this is available. It's not just an end of the week report, because I have a lot to do in life and it takes all of my free time. I have zero free time. I work 7 days a week from about 4 o'clock in the morning until usually 6 o'clock at night every single day. And so it won't be worth it to me to continue to do that if the word isn't going to get out, if they're just neglected. So please just consider that. I don't like to ask people to do things for this church. It's very rare that I've done that. But I have to balance my time, and doing a midweek report, which I've been enjoying, is a lot of work. Okay, we'll go on. We got some news today from Christianity. Mail Online. Researchers find 3,600-year-old evidence that ancient city of Tal el Hammam was destroyed by a cosmic outburst, which may have inspired the biblical story of the destruction of Sodom. in the area, and it's proved that it was an outburst from the sky. Experts uncovered pottery shards that had their outer surfaces melted into glass, bubbled mud brick, and partially melted building material. The event was larger than the 1908 Tunguska explosion. This impact leveled the city, leaving the palace and surrounding walls flat. Human remains, including a skull, were found indicating exposure to temperatures above 200 degrees Celsius. So, having said that, that confirms the biblical account.
Yes.
I don't care if it says God sent it or if an asteroid came. God is in charge of the asteroid. When they went through the Red Sea, it tells us how God did it. He sent a strong east wind that whole night.
Yes.
You can say that was God, or you can say it was just chance, but the Bible tells us what happened, and it can't be chance when you have, 603,550 people, men, along with their women and children and Levites and all the other people there waiting for it to happen. The chances become impossible, all right, that it happened exactly when Moses needed it to happen. And the same thing is true with this. God said this was going to happen. It happened. Okay, but they're already dismissing this because they know that the Bible is once again confirmed. So people are writing these commentaries dismissing it. But this is what happened. From JTN, sidelined. Hundreds of Navy SEALs told they won't be deployed if they refuse a COVID vaccine. Now, I've said this. I've been saying this for months now, is that this is an intentional agenda to destroy the foundational underpinnings of the United States of America.
Yeah.
It is also an agenda to weaken and destroy the military from within, because you're getting rid of the people that are the quality people within the military.
Yes.
For the most part, there are some that have stayed that have done the things that they're asked to do. But for the most part, people are not taking these things. And from there, they're going to have all of their agenda-driven people in the military. And we are being weakened.
Yes.
So that China or some other country, probably China, can come in and take over this nation. This is the agenda. Listen, we know that Biden was taking money from the Chinese. Okay, Hunter Biden, we have the confirmation of it, and he calls his dad the big guy, saying that the big guy knows about this. This is all known. They know all of this. This is an intentional weakening and destruction of the underpinnings of the United States of America, including the Navy SEALs, people that have put their lives on the line every single day. Before they eat breakfast, their life is already in danger every day, and they're being treated like criminals.
Yep.
Several hundred elite Navy SEALs are in danger of being blocked from deploying with their special operator teams by the Pentagon after failing to get a mandatory COVID vaccine, according to a lawyer and pastor counseling them. I will stop right there, and I'll say that we just had a Navy SEAL retire. 20 years in the military, no, it's over 20 because you have to be 20 to retire as a enlisted person. And he just retired, and he has been attending online for years. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to refer to him in the sermon today. He's somebody that I talked to about a particular issue. But I want to stop, and I want to thank Chris for his beautiful service to the United States military, in particular the Navy SEALs, for what he has done. And I'm sorry that his SEALs are being destroyed this quickly in our nation.
Yes.
The number involved in the dispute with the Pentagon amounts to as many as a quarter or more of all active duty SEALs, a loss that could impact military readiness since SEAL teams play an outsized role in modern military operations. Some SEALs were given a deadline this week for the vaccine and have sought a religious exemption. My clients include several Navy SEALs who are a small part of a large group of SEALs and other military members who are being asked to choose between their faith and their ability to serve our nation, said R. Davis Younts, a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserves and a JAG lawyer who is representing several of the special operators as a private lawyer. They have been told that if they seek a religious accommodation, they likely will no longer be able to serve our country as Navy SEALs and have been given an arbitrary deadline to comply with the vaccine mandate. My clients need time, and we are seeking at least a 90-day extension to vaccine mandate compliance deadline they have been given. I'll say one more thing about this issue, is that somebody told me this Thursday night that I was unaware of, is that there is a provision in the United States Code that says that if a military person does not want a vaccine, they can be discharged honorably. Okay. Now, with the COVID, our president has come forth and he says he wants them discharged dishonorably. Our president is a traitor to our nation. He is not a good person. He is a bad man. And we need to fight against this agenda, which is going on in this nation. They are now targeting U.S. citizens that are MAGA, you know, make America great again, that are conservatives within the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security, saying that you are the greatest threat to this nation, is that you support the conservative agenda in this nation. I'm telling you, these people are bad, bad people. All right, Breitbart. You know, somebody emailed me today and said I shouldn't speak badly about our leaders. And I said, read Matthew, I think it's Matthew 23, where he says, woe to you Pharisees, woe to you Pharisees. He says it 8 times in a row, woe to you Pharisees. They're the leaders. He said, these are the leaders of Israel. You have to do what they say because they sit in Moses' seat. But I'm not going to be told by anybody that I can't say what I'm going to say about the leaders of this nation. Yes. These are not good people. Amen. These are bad people. Amen. You speak badly about them, but at the same time, you follow the biblical precepts. But yes, if it is true, you have every right to call them out on it. Okay, here we go. From Breitbart, Vatican closes its doors to those without a green pass. The Vatican City State announced that effective October 1st, no one can enter its territory without presenting a coronavirus green pass by an order of Pope Francis. The green pass can be obtained by showing proof of vaccination against the coronavirus, demonstrating recovery from the coronavirus, or by showing a negative rapid antigen or PCR test. The decree also declares that the green pass mandate extends to the Vatican's extraterritorial properties stipulated by the 1929 Lateran Treaty, which included Vatican-owned churches throughout Italy. Good. I don't want to go to the Vatican anyway. From the Los Angeles Times, Southern Baptist Convention mandates COVID-19 vaccine for its missionaries. Now, they came back and they saw how upset their missionaries were, and they've changed this. We were talking about this at Mission Work yesterday, but I'm going to read you the article which predates that and just tell you that they have come out and they've made a couple accommodations, but not many, and this still applies, okay? COVID-19 vaccine refusal rates may be high among white evangelicals, but the IMB, which deploys thousands of missionaries, is not hesitant about the shot. The global agency of the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest evangelical Protestant denomination in the United States, announced this month it is requiring vaccinations for missionaries going into the field amid the pandemic. The IMB may be the first U.S. missionary agency to have such a mandate, as other faith groups approach the issue in a variety of ways, including limiting where people can serve and making considerations for uneven global access to the vaccines. This is a very common sense decision, said Ed Stetzer, a Southern Baptist who is Dean of Mission, Ministry, and Leadership at Wheaton College. I'll tell you how common sense it is. If you were in the SBC, I would tell you it's time to leave the SBC. Okay? Mission sending agencies from the United States have the real opportunity to be vaccinated. Then they're going to places around the world that don't. The IMB policy applies to current and future missionaries as well as some staff members. The only exception is missionaries based in Thailand. They will not be required to take the death shot, said Ed. Okay, that's not true. We just had somebody leave the SBC mission field who was stationed in, anybody? Thailand. Thank you. So I thought I'd add that in at the end. Yes.
The only thing they changed
was the children. 16 and above.
What they originally said, right. 16 and above, and they got so much backlash that they said, okay, don't have to do the children.
Right, the children don't have to be done. That was the only change, and so other than that, this applies, and it's a disaster, except for the people based in Thailand. Okay. All right, some news from the Middle East and Africa today from Mail Online. Taliban stops girls from returning to secondary school and replaces Afghanistan's women's ministry with an all-male vice and virtue department. Epic Times, Taliban order Kabul government female employees to leave the workforce, stay at home. So they're making all these great changes, just like the left thought they would. Yeah. Breitbart, Somali asylum seeker stabbing spree in Italy sees child's throat slashed, 4 women injured. The attacker is believed to have been in Italy for the past few months and has applied for refugee status. Listen to this. After failing to gain the status in Denmark, Sweden, Germany, and the Netherlands, after first entering the European Union in 2015. They, instead of just getting rid of this loser, they just keep passing him off until he finally does this, and now Italy will have to put him in prison and pay his meals for the next how many years? From the New York Times Post, which is a completely different thing from the New York Times and the New York Post. Right. It's just, okay, doctors horror as knife gangs break into hospitals to finish off their stabbing victims. Yes, a doctor has revealed the horror of working in a London hospital as a knife gang breaks into wards and try to finish off their stabbing victims. The junior medical worker has described the terror as a teenage gang tried to break into a ward, punching staff members out of the way before trying to give the victim the final blow. And we know who these are. That's why I'm including this under the MIDI section, okay? Anyway, they said that a code red in the hospital means that a stabbing victim has been rushed in. And in London, it's almost always a teen. The doctor described how on one occasion, a boy was having his stab wounds assessed when his attackers turned up at the hospital and rushed into the ward he was on. Two colleagues tried to stand in the gang's way, but they were knocked to the ground and attacked. It was only when security arrived that the knife gang fled the hospital. Doctors are revealing how they not only have to deal with their intense work, but they also now have to face brutal and violent gangs storming into their hospital wards.
That's why you need guns.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why we need guns. Okay, as we span the globe, we try to never miss something from Mongolia. Let's see what they have today from ENAS. Mongolian news reporter has no idea. This is the cutest video. Go look it up. She has no idea what's going on behind her. Two employees are in the middle of a scuffle during this news report. The women in the background seem to not know what to do as another man attempts to break up the fight. Meanwhile, this poor reporter has no idea what's going on behind her, and she continues to give her live report. She's just giving her cute little Mongolian report, and there's these guys just beating each other up behind her. Okay, the book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? Mail online. Your palm could soon be your concert ticket. Yay! Amazon launches its Amazon One hand recognition technology in music venues. Concert goers at Red Rocks near Denver can now wave their palm for admission. It's the first time the tech Amazon One has been used outside of grocery stores. Moving ahead, kids. From study finds, vaccines in your salad? Scientists growing medicine-filled plants to replace injections. Yes, this is a really good idea. I can see that this is a good idea. Vaccinations can be a controversial subject for many people, especially when it comes to injections, especially when it comes to forced injections. So what if you could replace your next shot with a salad instead? It wouldn't change my mind this much, but we'll go on. Researchers at the UCA Riverside are working on a way to grow edible plants that carry the same medication as the mRNA vaccine. So you can eat yourself to death now.
Or they feed it to you
to death. That's right. The COVID-19 vaccine is one of the many inoculations which use messenger RNA, mRNA technology to defeat viruses. Is that true?
No.
Do they defeat viruses? Because we have more breakthroughs in the vaccinated than we have people that are unvaccinated now. They work by teaching cells from the immune system to recognize and attack a certain infectious disease. Unfortunately, mRNA vaccines have to stay in cold storage until use or they lose stability. This is the first time that both of my children have been in this church together in as long as I can remember. My son just walked in. This is really a special day for me. Before I go on, I'll tell you what happened this week. We're going out to Korean food. If you don't know what it is, it's food from Korea. Okay, so we're going out there to visit our friends who have a Korean restaurant. They're Christians, and I attended church with them for many years. And so we arrive, and my son is there, and of course they're closed because it's slow in September, and they took the week off. Another story there altogether, which I won't get into, but at the same time as we're there, I look in my, I see a girl across the parking lot, and I'm not kidding, I said, she looks just like my daughter. She had driven down from New York or flown down and then driven from the airport from New York just to surprise us. And here she is, my little pumpkin Lou. Yay. Okay, we'll go on. Great story. The second story is even better because we did have Korean food. which, as I told you, is food from Korea, but at a different restaurant and with great, great things that happened. Okay.
Cool.
Yes. So I'll tell you all about that, not on the update. The UC Riverside team says if they're successful, the public could eat plant-based mRNA vaccines, which could also survive at room temperature. Yay! Thanks to a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation, researchers are now looking to accomplish three goals. First, the team will try to successfully deliver DNA-containing mRNA vaccines into plant cells where they can replicate. Next, the study authors want to show that the plants can actually produce enough mRNA to replace a traditional injection. Finally, the team will need to determine the right dosage people will need to properly replace vaccinations. Ideally, a single plant would produce enough mRNA to vaccinate a single person. We are testing this approach with spinach and lettuce and have long-term goals of people growing it in their own gardens. Yay!
If you're having to eat it, you're dead.
Yes. Yeah, you're not going to be able to grow it if you're dead. Farmers could also eventually grow entire fields of it. Now, here's my thoughts. That's it, Tommy. No ice cream for you until you eat your COVID vaccine. Okay, it's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see how that's developing. From the Gateway Pundit, former Vice President, World Health Organization, European Advisory Group, he says, unvaccinated people, this is a guy that has a list of credentials this long. He has been in every major epidemiological survey in the past 10,000 years. This guy, he is the cat's meow as far as this study. He says, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous and should be quarantined. Professor Perrone is one of France's most highly rated experts in infectious diseases and longtime vaccine policy chief. Now, he didn't live 10,000 years. I just said that being exaggerating, okay? Right, he's not like Methuselah or anything. He is being censored and criticized despite his knowledge in the field of viral diseases and vaccines. Vaccinated people are at risk of the new variants and transmitted sick. It's that was his words, but he doesn't speak English well. It has been proven in different countries, so vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from society. Unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous to others. It's proven in Israel now, where I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. I've been reporting on that now for 3 months. Okay, and Mongolia, which hasn't made the national news, but you all know it because I report on Mongolia. It's proven in Israel now. They're having big problems now. Several cases in hospitals are among vaccinated people, and also in the United Kingdom also. You had a larger vaccination program, and also there are problems. And it's going to start happening. It is happening, but it's just not being, we'll go on. CDC statistic. This is CDC statistic from a Google search. Okay, I made a snapshot of it right off of the Google search. CDC statistic. Experts don't have information about the outcome of every infection. However, early estimates predict that the overall COVID-19 recovery rate, and this is as of August of this year, so it's right up to date, is between 97 and 99.75% effective. Everybody got that? Without any vaccination. Recovery rate is between 97 and 99.75% effective, right from the CDC on a Google search. Okay, Breitbart. Tony Blair, government should vaccinate nursery-age children and impose vax passes to prevent another lockdown. From Business Insider. COVID-19 vaccines' impact on menstrual cycles needs to be investigated after 30,000 women report changes, says top scientist, and that is in the United Kingdom, not in America. So in America, we probably have 300,000 or 400,000 of these that are not being reported. Okay, CNN. Cuba vaccinates children as young as 2 in strategy to reopen schools and economy. And you want to know the worst part about that? They developed their own vaccine. There are going to be people keeling over all over that place soon. Mail Online. Pfizer says its vaccine is safe and effective in low doses for kids aged 5 to 11 and could be authorized by Halloween, despite children making up less than, listen to this, less than 0.1% of all COVID deaths. Now, I want to take you back to what I just read. Everybody listen to this. COVID recovery rate from the CDC is between 97 and 99.75%, okay, regardless of vaccination. That's the recovery rate. Children are 0.1% of that number, which means that they are 0.00000000, go on for a while, of the number of people that will not recover. And they're talking about vaccinating people 2 years old and above.
And they said the majority of those have comorbid
disorders. That's exactly right. The ones that have died have had comorbid disorders. They would have died of something anyway, the flu. Okay, Defender. I just want my life back, says 16-year-old who developed COVID. Sarah Green was a healthy 16-year-old until she developed a neurological problem after getting Pfizer's COVID vaccine. But doctors said her new tremors, tics, and debilitating migraines couldn't possibly be caused by the vaccine. Sarah received her second dose of Pfizer and immediately experienced a headache at the base of her neck that radiated to her temples. She said it felt like she got hit by a bus. She took a nap in hopes she could sleep it off. The headaches never went away, and slowly, over the course of 3 weeks, Sarah developed small facial twitches. When Green asked the doctor if the vaccine could have caused her daughter's condition, he got very defensive and said, "We can't blame everything on the vaccine."
Ooh, yeah.
From Conservative Choice, heart disease after COVID shot offered bribe to silence story. John Stokes is a Division I NCAA student golfer in Tennessee. He recently received the Pfizer COVID-19 shots as mandated by the NCAA. Now he has heart disease, myocarditis, and will not be able to compete in his senior year. The fact that John was offered a bribe to keep his vaccine injury quiet may explain why so many sudden deaths of students in high school and college are being reported in the corporate media without reporting their vaccination status. If they died with a COVID positive test and were not vaccinated against COVID, you can be sure this would be reported. We have had a reader email us today about two deaths close together in one high school in Tennessee, Soddy Daisy High School. And I researched this. I went and I did a search and I went to the original article. So this is true. If you read these, they fail to give the cause of death. Two Soddy Daisy High School students died recently, officials say. This is from the Chattanooga Press. I went to the Chattanooga Press, okay? Soddy Daisy High School mourning the loss of two students. Another high school student in the same county in Tennessee who was attending Sequoia High School also has died suddenly. And they gave no report on why. Zero. But if they had COVID, they would have said he died of COVID. So you know what happened. You know exactly what happened. We'll go on. He was such a jovial boy. This is another kid that died. Soddy Daisy pastors remember, I'm sorry, this is one of the two. Another article on the boy that died. He was such a jovial boy. Soddy Daisy pastors remember 17-year-old Justin Lemming. Again, cause of death is not given, and the article reports that the boy's family doesn't want to speak about the topic of COVID vaccinations. Well, when you make a mistake and you kill your son, you don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Pastor Nunley says Justin's family doesn't want to speak about the topic of COVID vaccinations as well. So they're all saying the same thing because they want Justin's story to be about who he was. Pastor Nunley says he does not know whether Justin was vaccinated or not. And they provide the source, which I checked. The pastor is either lying, or if he truly does not know, he is failing to do his job in protecting his congregation and getting to the truth about this young man's death.
Yep.
LifeSite. Fully vaccinated account for 82% of Illinois' public high school's COVID cases. I said earlier that it's more with people that are vaccinated, and I just kept going, and you probably thought, well, Charlie just said that. There you go. Oak Park and River Forest High School, OPRF, has 17 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of September 9th, with 14 cases coming from individuals who have been fully jabbed. The public school, located just outside the city of Chicago, lists on its COVID dashboard 79% of students as fully jabbed and 88% of teachers and staff as fully inoculated. At least 11 cases are students and 4 are employees, but the breakdown of vaccinated individuals is not provided because they don't want the same story there that they had with the children. Vision Times, 22-year-old Canadian health worker crippled after first Moderna dose. Listen to this, won't qualify for provincial vaccine passport. Now listen to what they say. Careful now. A 22-year-old Canadian health worker in the province of British Columbia who lost use of her legs and developed significant cognitive impairment after accepting the first dose of the Moderna messenger RNA SARS-CoV-2 injection will not qualify for the provincial vaccine passport unless she takes the second jab. The first one almost killed her, and they want her to take the second one so she can be fully vaccinated and get her little piece of paper. CNN. U.S. reported deaths surpass toll of 1918 flu pandemic. They're pushing this. More people have died from this than the 1918 flu. It's not true. There were 103.2 million people in America in 1918, 333.4 million today. It's not even close. Okay, so Epic Times, Arizona woman mistakenly injected with COVID-19 vaccine. I have seen several reports on this. People go in for the flu shot and they say, oh, I gave you the wrong vaccine.
Yep. No way.
WLKY, 125 employees of Indiana's largest hospital system leave over the vaccine mandate. They want the hospital system to fail. I've said this consistently for quite a while now, because when it fails, they can take over. The whole government can take over all of the health care, which they tried to do and they could not do under Obama. From Breitbart. Megadeth rocker Dave Mustaine tells crowd, we have the power to push back against tyranny.
Yes.
And my thought is, I guess he doesn't want to be Megadead.
Yes.
The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. From the Christian Post, kids younger than 16 will be allowed to take puberty blockers without parents' consent, says a UK court. In the UK, you cannot know if your child is doing this thing. In a controversial case concerning the use of puberty blockers for children who are confused about their gender, the British Court of Appeal ruled that doctors can prescribe such experimental drugs without parental consent, overturning a high court ruling which had concluded last year that it was highly unlikely that a child aged 13 or younger would be able to consent to taking puberty blockers. The court said that doctors, not the courts, will decide whether their patients can properly consent to taking such treatment. And the doctors are all in it because they're getting the money.
Amen.
No such thing as a Hippocratic oath anymore. I'm going to tell you what, that is done. Okay? Yeah, a hypocritical oath. That's right. You know, we were in the projects yesterday, as we are every Saturday of our lives. And I was so proud of one of the girls that came out, and she started just talking about the vaccine issue. And she says, I'm not getting that. Her and her children were not doing that. And she openly said her reasons why. She had researched the issue. She had gone through everything. She was as informed as any one of you here. She knew what was going on, and she said this about that particular issue. Okay, and she even cited, she said, that you know that the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s killed, what was it, 5 people and 250 were damaged, and they withdrew it. And the CDC itself admits on their website that over 22,000 people have died, and that's just the ones they admit. And they haven't withdrawn anything. Yeah. Some other news from around the world. And as I say each week, please be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons. I know that they will bless you. Start in Genesis 1:1. And if you watch one a day for the next 27 years, you'll be caught up to us in Deuteronomy. And it won't be that long, but I know you will be blessed. I know you will be blessed. Okay, Epic Times. Consumer sentiment edges up, but inflation fears send buying attitudes to a 40-year low. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index edged up to a reading of 71, a slight uptick from August 70.3, which was the lowest level since 2011. Let's see, what was 2011? Who was president then? Oh, yeah. Okay, the steep August falloff in consumer sentiment ended in early September. But the small gain still meant that consumers expected the least favorable economic prospects in more than a decade. Let's see, who was in office a decade ago? Oh, yeah. Last month's 13% slide from July to August was one of the sharpest in percentage terms in the past 50 years, exceeded only by an 18.1% drop in 2008 and, obviously, a 19.4% fall in April 2020, which was because our president was duped into believing something that has been perpetrated now for how long. That wasn't his fault. I mean, he's supposed to take the specialist recommendations. I would have done the same at the time, not knowing what was going on with these people. But now we know, and we don't ever need to make that mistake again if we ever win the presidency. When pandemic-related concerns and businesses locked down, which sent unemployment surging and consumer confidence plummeting. While the overall consumer confidence measure recorded slight improvement, two gauges saw further declines. Buying attitudes for household durables fell to a low not seen in around 40 years, while long-term economic prospects fell to a decade low. The decline in assessments of buying conditions for homes, vehicles, and household durables left all three near all-time record lows. People know what's going on. They do not trust what's going on with this administration that much.
I wonder why.
I wonder why. From Newsmax, 123 Texas landowners allow state, that means Abbott, state to put border fencing on their property. Amen. These people have had enough. 123 homeowners living in Val Verde County have agreed to allow an 8-foot-tall barbed wire metal fence to be erected at the edge of their properties. Governor Abbott's office said 82 of the 123 people referenced have signed agreements with the state's military department conducting the program. Only 150 miles of the 1,250 miles of land Texas shares with Mexico have a substantive barrier, according to the Examiner. Of the roughly 1,100 miles of fencing, the state is responsible for a large portion of that total, which has been addressed through the agreement with Texas residents. In other words, they're going from a huge border open to very little after this. Texas has identified 733 miles of border front land where it can build, and the Texas National Guard will carry out the project. All of the land belongs to residents who agreed to assist the state. This will allow Texas to avoid eminent domain lawsuits by property owners. Those cases held up the Trump admin's efforts to acquire private land for construction. In this case, the landowners are working with the state to secure their property lines, eliminating the need for litigation. The Abbott admin's success in securing approval from landowners allows the state to immediately begin securing a vulnerable spot in the 1,250-mile stretch between the U.S. and Mexico. The governor has indicated the state could award a contract for wall construction to begin later this month, which is almost over, guys. Weasel Zippers report 208,000 illegal immigrants apprehended at the border in August, 317% increase from 2020. But it's all Trump's fault. Yes. I'm glad you realize that. Epic Times. Biden admin to double annual refugee cap to 125,000. In other words, those are people that they will fly into America invading our country.
That they'll admit.
Epic Times. Governor Hochul, or however you pronounce her name, orders a release of 191 Rikers Island inmates jailed for technical parole violations. Do you know why we have parole? It's so that people don't do the wrong thing while they're on parole. New York Governor Hochul, or however you pronounce her name, ordered the immediate release of 191 inmates from the crisis-stricken Rikers Island Correctional Facility, saying that the individuals in question had served their debt to society but ended up back in prison due to technical parole violations like missing curfew or failing a drug test. That's why you have parole. Other measures introduced by the legislation include requiring speedy adjudicatory hearings and an opportunity for parolees to earn credits for every 30-day period in which they don't violate a condition of supervised release. So if you just do what you're told to do, you get extra credit, which will go toward reducing their period of parole. So think this through. Some of these people are going to commit violent crimes.
Yep. Yes.
Some people are going to be harmed or killed, and there will be no recourse for them. Wall Street Journal. America's next hot import might be record energy prices. Today's high energy prices could be a preview of coming attractions, a real horror movie if this winter is cold. Benchmark U.S. natural gas prices edged above 5 per million BTUs this month, near the highest since 2014, but they're fairly tame compared with levels in Europe and Asia. The inventory situation seems less dire at home, too, as underground natural gas storage grows. The problem is that seasonal stockpiling isn't happening quickly enough, with inventories 7.1% below their 5-year average and less margin for error. Thank goodness we live in
Florida!
CNBC.
Yep.
British energy firms fear collapse as Europe's gas crisis sees prices surge 250%. Now, I'm going to make a point in the next couple articles. You have their fuel prices. Well, other things happen when you have high fuel prices, and that is affecting other things. So pay attention to what's going on. This is their gas prices, natural gas. Britain's energy industry could be headed for a significant shakeup. Industry insiders have warned as countries all over Europe grapple with an unprecedented crisis in the power sector. Wholesale gas prices have spiked across the region, with the UK being especially hit hard. Okay, before I go on with the next articles, I want to ask you something about this. Who has giant gas reserves down in the Mediterranean? Yes, Russia, but who else?
Israel.
End times, anybody?
Yeah.
Because Israel wants to go up through the Mediterranean, through Cyprus into Greece, okay? Or around Cyprus, I guess it is, and into Greece.
Yeah.
They have to, because there's this thing called Erdogan, which is causing all kinds of problems. But they want to go up there from there. Russia wants to come down through here.
Yeah.
Europe needs gas, and there's going to be a little bit of problem between the two, because Israel's finding more and more gas and it's going up cheaply and quickly. Okay, just thought I'd throw that in. CNN, gas prices in the UK could trigger food shortages within weeks. Now, the reason why I said that is because of the next article. I had a long article here that I was going to read you, but I took it out and just gave you the title, but I'll tell you the substance of it. When the fuel prices go up, the production of fertilizer goes way up. And when you produce fertilizer, you produce something called CO2. And CO2 has all kinds of uses that you aren't even aware of. And so all of a sudden, it's affecting food because they have high gas prices. But even though they're not the same thing, they're linked. So I'll read that again. I'll read you the next article. CNN, gas prices in the UK could trigger food shortages within weeks. Not high food prices, food shortages. Zero Hedge, UK strikes emergency deal with CO2 producer to restart operations amid shortage. They are in such trouble that they went in and they gave these American firms that are making fertilizer in the UK, they gave them some deals. This is only temporary, okay? US company CF Industries will restart carbon dioxide production this week at one of its two shuttered UK plants after the government offered financial support. The government is bailing out a US company that just shut. We can't afford to make fertilizer, so we're out of here. You don't make fertilizer, you don't have CO2. You don't have CO2, you can't treat the animals that are being butchered and all these other things that have to do with the food industry. It ends, okay? They were talking actually about slaughtering thousands of pigs because they couldn't do anything with them. That may be taken care of now, but it's only temporary. CF closed both plants last week after soaring natural gas prices made it uneconomical to buy CO2, a byproduct of fertilizer that is derived from natural gas. British Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng said the short-term financial agreement with CF will last for several weeks to increase the production of CO2 for critical industries. See what's going on? Have you heard this anywhere else?
No.
One head shaking yes. Everybody else is saying no. This is important stuff. This is really important stuff going on right now. Mail Online, gang members caught smuggling $100 worth of KFC into lockdown Auckland as residents struggle without fast food for almost 5 weeks. KFC is now a struggling commodity. Do you need any opium? No, man, I just need some KFC. Okay, I got a Lesrick here for you. Let's see if you can figure out what he or she is talking about. mRNA is wanted inside of some plants where the cells all divide. Lettuce, L-E-T-T-U-S-E, lettuce C, say the docs. This is not chicken pox. It's for those about shots that have cried. Good job. Who said it? Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. No, but that's a good guess. I'll give you a hint. Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh! I'm in. Thomas Paine! She got it! There you go! Just took a little bit of spurring you guys on. I thought Vic was going to stand up and say Thomas Paine. I thought
really
for sure.
For
you what?
I thought you were really hurt for a second.
No, I'm not hurting. Although I did hurt my back. I was dumpster diving yesterday at the projects, and I jumped off, and I hurt this spine bone right here. Man, did that. It still hurts, but not like yesterday. Okay. Yes, I dumpster dive. I do it all the time. All right. Yes, as I said earlier, I'll say it again. Please share the Wednesday reports. Let's get the numbers up, or I'm just going to have to stop doing them. Okay, one more thing before we have some irony. Sergio and Rhoda did a new video. It's on the biblical city of Livne. Okay, very, very good video. I hope you'll watch it. I know you'll enjoy it. Okay, go home and watch it, or watch it after this update or whatever. Okay, we have a bit of irony here for you today. Gateway Pundit says, trust me, you don't want this. Fully vaccinated comedian Chris Rock tests positive for COVID. Tells people to get vaccinated. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.